Hello there, and welcome back to another episode of Just a Thought with Lainey Evans. I'm your host, Lainey, and today we're going to be talking about my workout split slash like my fitness routine, my goals, and how I set up my fitness routine and the goals that I implement into it. But before we get into that, as always, we are going to do the weekly segments. If you don't want to hear the weekly segments or don't want to catch up with me or anything, you can just kind of go halfway through the episode and listen to the topic that is discussed. But if you do want to hear what I have to say, as far as like a weekly recap and all that sort of stuff, please keep listening. Also, if you're new to this podcast, please be sure to follow the Instagram at justathought.pod, as well as follow my main Instagram at lainey.foods. And follow me on YouTube. It's just my name, Lainey Evans. Go check out those platforms for recipe ideas, mental health, self-improvement, self-growth content, being able to have a safe space to go to on the internet. And with all that being said, let's get into the drink of the day. I'm having my nightly adrenal cocktail with cranberry juice in it, and I also put some sparkling water in it. I put the Trader Joe's cranberry orange sparkling water in it. So basically my entire concoction is coconut water, my magnesium with water, some sparkling water, cranberry juice, sea salt, and lemon juice. Just like half a lemon squeezed in there. So that is what I'm sipping on currently. It's actually almost gone, but I've been sipping on it for like about an hour now. So it takes me a decent amount of time to drink because it's pretty tart. Like if you don't like tart juice, it can take a little bit of time to get used to it, but I definitely enjoy it a lot. And I didn't realize that I liked cranberry juice until I started drinking it, but there's a lot of benefits to drinking cranberry juice. So let's get into the weekly recap. This is probably going to be a decently quick weekly recap because nothing too crazy has happened this past weekend. So let's just get right into it. Thursday, actually, okay, nothing crazy happened, and then we're starting off with this. Thursday morning, first of all, if you don't like hearing about periods, skip forward like a minute or two. But basically, I've been letting you guys know kind of about my journey with my period and how I had hypothalamic amenorrhea for a while, and I recently had my period consecutively for 3 months. This past month, I was dealing with really, really bad cramps, but my period wasn't coming. And then finally, this past Thursday, my period did come, but I woke up Thursday morning, basically in like a pool of blood. And I know that sounds really gross, and I'm sorry, like maybe a little bit TMI, but honestly, I feel like I can share anything with you guys, because at the end of the day, we need to kind of just like get rid of the stigma around periods. It's a completely natural thing, and every human being with female organs, like in like a female reproductive system, deals with it. So it really isn't like a gross thing. It really shouldn't be seen as a gross thing. It's actually a really beautiful thing that our bodies are safe and healthy enough to produce a period. But anyways, that's a different talk for another time. So yeah, I woke up Thursday morning to that. So I had to get up and deal with that before I went to class. I got the stain out of my sheet though, so I'm okay. I can't really complain too much because I got it out and it's good now. Other than that, my classes were normal. I had to be my hip hop and heels class, which was fun as always. I love my teacher in that class. I had modern and oral communications. I gave my speech in oral communications. It went okay. It was an informative speech. It went fine. It wasn't like my best. Like when I practiced it by myself, it definitely went better. Honestly, I'm not too worried about it. And then I had my gymnastics class, which was fine. My arm was kind of being weird. If you didn't listen to my last episode, I believe it's called subluxed my left shoulder. Basically, I didn't fully dislocate it. I only partially dislocated it, and then it like went back into place. So I'm currently like working on dealing with that. So it was kind of hurting, and I will talk a little bit more about this when I get to talking about what happened today, but I kind of took it a little bit too far and did things I probably shouldn't have done in gymnastics. So I'm going to try to take it back a step this week because I feel like I'm going to do myself more harm than good if I don't. And then after class, I went to the gym, and that was my Thursday. Friday, I had ballet in the morning, then I went to the gym, then I had contemporary class and dance history. And dance history was kind of hard for me to get through. I was having lots of overwhelming thoughts, and also I've been getting this shooting pain in my ears recently. So I was having a lot of that happen during class, so it was really hard for me to like focus. But other than that, I was fine. Just like wasn't the best day. And then I had to go babysit, and then I came back to my room and did a little bit of some stuff for my YouTube video, but I didn't actually get it up on Friday night. Saturday in the morning, I went and got groceries, and then I had to work from 11 to 6. And then after work, my boyfriend and one of my friends, like our closest friend, we're both friends with her. We went and saw the play Leopoldstadt, which I believe I've talked about on here before. I have seen it already, but we got free tickets again, and our friend hadn't seen it yet, so the three of us went and saw it, and it hit so hard. Like, the second time it hit even harder than the first time. The story is so, it's just so hard to hear. It's a thing that is so, I don't know, it's so scary to think about, and I feel so terrible that the story is about, basically it follows these Jewish families through like different years, and it goes through the Holocaust and stuff, and the ending is just so sad, and it makes me feel so bad because that is something that actually happened. This is like, it is a thing that happened to families, and it's such a sad thing to see. But it's a thing that needs to be talked about because sadly, there are people nowadays that aren't even educated about the Holocaust or any of the hate that the Jews have experienced. So it was just a very good play. And if you live in New York or you're visiting New York and you have the opportunity to see it, I definitely recommend seeing it. It's called Leopoldstadt, Leopoldstadt. Leopoldstadt. Another thing that's nice about us seeing it a second time is because I'm hard of hearing, I definitely caught more things the second time and was able to understand more things that were being said because I kind of already knew the basis, like the outline of the story. And I could just really focus on like what was being said, and that's just something that like maybe doesn't affect everyone, but it certainly affected me, and it was really nice being able to understand it even more, which I think is another reason why it hit so much harder the second time. Sunday, got up in the morning and did my laundry, and while my laundry was going, I worked on editing the YouTube video for last week, and I got that put up. It was like a day late. I wasn't too stressed about it. I was like, it's okay. Like, I'm still gonna get it up over the weekend. And honestly, that's what matters to me. And then after I did my laundry and got the video up, I went to my boyfriend's cafe and did some schoolwork. Had to watch a TED Talk and read a chapter and take notes on a book. I also had to take notes on the speech that we had to watch, or the TED Talk. I also edited last week's podcast. When I got done, my boyfriend was also getting off work, so we walked home together, and then I came back to my room and did some meal prep, and that was pretty much my Sunday. Monday, I had my regular classes. I had musical theater and variations, which is a ballet class. Then I went to the gym, and after the gym, I came home, had dinner, and then I had to go back to the studios because I had tap workshop. And our teacher for tap workshop is finally back, which is awesome. If you don't know what tap workshop is, long story short, it's an extra 3 hours of tap that I have for a special performance that will be happening the week before finals. But yeah, our teacher was back, and that was really exciting. It was nice to see him, and he got to tell us stories about the show that he was in while he was gone, and it was just really cool. And we got to do some really cool choreography, and I'm just really happy he's back. Tuesday had same classes as always. Tuesday's a busy day for me. I had 8 a.m. tap, and then I had theater dance, musical theater, and finally classical ballet. After dance, I had to go babysit, and then after I babysat, I went to the gym, and then I came home, and I had dinner. Yeah, I had dinner. And then I went to the Hideaway, which is one of the student lounges here, and hung out with my boyfriend and some of our friends. He was playing some video games, and I was just kind of sitting there chilling. And he ordered, I can't remember the proper name of it, but he ordered Chinese food of some sort, and he got sesame balls, and he let me try one, and it was good. It was very good. I'm not gonna lie, my first bite into it, I kind of thought, oh, funnel cake. Like the initial taste to me was like a funnel cake. But then you bite into it and there's like the red bean in it and it's like kind of like a, I've never had mochi, but it kind of reminds me of like what a mochi texture would be. Like it was like that. And I really enjoyed it. It's weird because it kind of made me realize, like, if you listen to my last episode, I believe I talked about how I'm trying to intuitively eat more, or I talked about it the episode before. No, I talked about it last episode. I'm trying to like eat more intuitively, and it was really nice to just like he offered it to me, and I didn't even second guess that I wanted it. Like I did want to try it. Like I really wanted to try it when he offered it to me. I was like really happy that he had asked me, and as I was eating it, I was like, wow. Like I know I say this a lot, but like never did I think that I would get to the point where I'd be able to like enjoy stuff like this without being scared of it or like feeling bad for having it. I genuinely just enjoyed it and I was happy that I got to try it. And then I moved on with my night. Like we hung out a little bit longer and I went to bed and I didn't even think about it anymore. I'm proud of myself for that. And I'm going to continue to acknowledge those little steps that I have with food, like with my relationship with food, because my relationship with food has been so rocky for so long that making improvements like this is huge for me and huge for my younger self. So I deserve to acknowledge those steps. And then today I had my musical theater class in the morning. Really was not my favorite class today. It was just not like a good energy today. But that's all I'm gonna say about that. Then I had my individual voice class. That was really, or individual voice lesson. Then I had my individual voice lesson, and that went really well. I'm working on a classical piece called Un Nombre di Pace. It's an Italian song. So I worked on that. That's going really well. Then I had to meet with the athletic trainer for my shoulder, and we've added some new exercises for me to try, and I'm definitely progressing, he said. But like I said before, I need to pull back a little bit on what I was doing because I kind of took things a little too far last Thursday. Then I had therapy, like regular therapy. Then I had improv class, modern improv, and I came home and I ate dinner. I was gonna run to the Hoka store to try on shoes, but I did not feel like doing that, so I just came home. And yeah, I had dinner when I got home, and now I'm talking to you. That is all I have for the weekly recap. Let's get into the highs and the lows of the week. I didn't actually write out a high or a low, so I'm just gonna think of it right now and let you guys know. Honestly, Sunday working on, like, my favorite thing that I've done these past 2 weekends is going to my boyfriend's cafe and just sitting there and doing my work and like enjoying the ambiance and like just like hanging out there. And it's nice, like, when I look up and I'm like looking around and I look over and he's just there and it just makes me so happy. Anyways, sorry, I'm not trying to be cheesy. It's just something that I've noticed, but I also do like I'm really productive when I go there and I get free coffee. Like, he made me a flat white, and then later he gave me a matcha latte. The flat white was just genuinely, he just like made it for me. It was a decaf. He was like, I have this matcha latte and I don't really like it, so now do you want it? And I was like, yeah, of course, I like matcha, and it was an almond milk matcha latte, so I had that. And again, another thing that I never thought I would be able to do, I had a drink that was like an espresso drink, majority milk, like pretty close to a latte, and or like a cappuccino, and then I had a matcha latte. And he said it had yuzu syrup in it too, but it was like a very small amount, so it was really like just a hint of that. But it's been nice. Like, I'll just go to the cafe, and when I'm there, I'll just tell him to like make me whatever he wants to make me, and he puts like cute little latte art on top of it, and it makes me happy. And it's really nice, again, to just like be able to enjoy that stuff without worrying about it. Baby steps that I'm proud of. So yeah, that's my high of the week. My low, I'm gonna just say like my musical theater class this morning, the energy was just not it, and I was not enjoying that. All right, I haven't done a goal of the week in a while, and I wanna set one for this week. And I think my goal this week is going to be to try a new recipe. I'm gonna try to make a new recipe of some sort. I don't know if it'll be like a dessert recipe or a dinner recipe, lunch recipe, like meal prep of some sort. But whatever it is, I'm gonna try it. And then if I like it, I will like, I'm gonna try to come up with something. And then if I like it, I will make sure to record a version of it and put it on Instagram. Again, that Instagram is laney.foods. So be sure to go check that out because that's where I post majority of my recipes. And then obviously alongside my YouTube videos that have like, I have full days of eating or like full weeks of eating on there. And you can get some really good recipe food inspiration on there as well. So yeah, that's gonna be my goal. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm at like a 7 at this current moment. I was probably at more of like a 5 before I started recording, but just recording and talking to you has already boosted my mood, so feeling better. How are you? Check in with yourself. Remember that this is just a moment of asking yourself, like, how you're feeling, maybe why you're feeling. Doesn't mean you need to judge it. Just acknowledge it and then go back to whatever it is you are doing. And with all that being said, let's get into today's podcast topic. All right, let's get into today's topic. My workout split slash fitness routine, and then my goals and how I set them up. So I'm going to start by talking about my current workout split. I actually just replanned out my split today because I've made some changes in my fitness routine due to having a conversation with the athletic trainer here at my school. So before today, or I guess before I decided this like last week, some things got added in today. But anyways, recently, up until recently, I have been training in the gym 5 days a week. And when I injured my shoulder, I met with the athletic trainer. He said 4 to 5 days is okay, but he would recommend 4 days of strength training and then having the fifth day be like some sort of like yoga or something like that. Or some other type of activity just to get like variety in there. And also like if I wanted to do something that was more just like active recovery, like yoga or something like that, rather than like something really hard. But then my brain realized in gymnastics class, when we are warming up, we run for like a decent amount of time before we actually start like doing some strengthening exercises and stretching and all that sort of stuff. And I've really been enjoying running, so I'm going to like add that into my schedule. So basically now I'm going to have 4 days of strength training, 2 rest days, and a day that has some sort of run or jog, and then animal flow. And I will get more into that here in a minute. So day one of my split is glutes and hamstrings. That is just the day that I like to start off with because I will have had like the full day off Sunday. And it's a really good like way to start off the week. Day number two is chest, tries, and shoulders. Originally, I was training shoulders on Saturdays, like on its own separate day, shoulders and rear delts. But now that I'm only going to be going to the gym 4 days a week, I decided to incorporate it into my chest and tries days. So I'll be doing chest, tries, and shoulders for day two. Day three is a rest day, which actually you happens to land on a Wednesday, so today is my rest day. Day four is going to be back, buys, and rear delts because I decided to split the shoulders and the rear delts apart from each other just because it was what made the most sense to me and my workout split and like what muscles I like to hit together and what muscles will get targeted more if I like the shoulders will get targeted more on my push days with chest and tries than like my rear delts. So I put my rear delts on my back and biceps because obviously those are like a bigger part of the back, and then the shoulders are hit more with those pushing movements. Day five, I'm gonna be training quads and calves. I put quads and calves because for calves I just do like calf raises in my one superset that I have in my program that I programmed for myself. Other than that, it's pretty much just like quad focus. And then I'm also doing an emphasis on adduction, so the inner parts of the thighs, because I want to strengthen that in order to like be able to incorporate that strength more in ballet, so I can get higher extensions in my développé and enveloppé and things like that. And also just being able to like support the strength of my legs and like my rotation and my turnout and stuff like that. Day 6, this is where the run in the animal flow comes in. So I downloaded the Nike Run Club app because it has been, I've heard it recommended on a couple different podcasts, things like that. And I downloaded the app and I looked at it and I feel like it's going to be a really good fit for me just to start, just as a beginner for running. And basically, I'm just going to be going on one run a week. It's not going to be anything like super duper strenuous or intense. Like I've looked at it and pretty much the longest run I'll have is like a 20 minute long run, quote unquote long run. Like it's literally not going to be anything too crazy. And then I want to do incorporate animal flow. Animal flow is a type of strengthening, like mobility yoga kind of thing. I actually don't know like exactly what it is because it was just introduced to me today by my athletic trainer, and some of the exercises that I have to do for my PT is animal flow, like some moves from animal flow. You guys, that stuff is not easy. Like, it is not easy. So I'm going to be educating myself on that, but my athletic trainer said that he feels like I would probably really enjoy it. So I thought, why not incorporate like anywhere from like, I said 15 to 20 minutes in my program, but honestly, it might be more like 10 to 15 minutes because that stuff is hard. Like, it's not easy. So probably like 10 to 15 minutes of that and the run on Saturday mornings before I go to work. And then day 7, which is Sunday, is a complete rest day. So that is my current workout split. That is just what I've decided based on my goals and like what time I have allowed in my schedule, things like that. But obviously it is different for everyone. Also, I forgot to preface this at the beginning of this podcast, but I am not a certified personal trainer. I would love to become one and I'm hoping to become one. So this is just what I do. This is not me telling you that you have to do this. This is just what works for me and how I go about this. Next, I'm going to be talking about my fitness goals. Recently, I actually just thought about these tonight and wrote them down before recording this podcast because I feel like I kind of want to change up like what my goals are and kind of have a more open mind to like what my goals are. So the number one goal for me right now is rehabbing my shoulder and like getting it back to feeling normal when I'm using it and not feeling like creaky or like it's going to pop out of place again when I'm doing stuff. So that's number one. Number two is endurance and stamina. Obviously that comes in with like running. I already have decent stamina. I'm a dancer. You know, I have to have a decent amount of stamina to be doing the things that I do, but I want to have a different type of stamina, like mental stamina and physical stamina to be able to like run for a longer period of time than what I've ever been able to, because I've never considered myself a runner. Like my entire life, I've always made the excuse of like, oh, I'm not a runner. Like it's not for me. I deal with asthma, like things like that. When in reality, I've realized that I actually really do enjoy it when I'm doing it, at least in class. So that is something that I want to try. Plus, I also think it's very important to just like build endurance and stamina as like an athlete, because I basically am training like an athlete. Also, an important thing to add into here is I have dance 5 days a week. I am going to school for dance, so I do dance a lot. The amount of physical activity that I endure is a lot more than the average person. So again, this is just me doing what feels best for my body. This by no means means that you need to move as much as I do or do as much as I do. That it's not a competition. Do what feels best for you. My next goal is to just feel good, do things that make me feel good and make me happy. For a decent amount of time working out, yes, it made me happy. Yes, it has improved my mental health, but there was also a big emphasis on like how I looked and like making sure I looked a certain way. Now, yes, I love having muscle. I love the way muscle looks on me. I love looking strong. I love that my glutes have grown a decent amount since I started this whole fitness and like self-improvement journey. Like those things are great and I feel the most confident in my body that I ever have. But at the end of the day, feeling good in my body and feeling happy in my body is what is most important to me. My next goal is to just try something new, which hence why I want to start implementing Animal Flow and running, because I really just want to like change it up and see what happens. If I end up not liking it or find that it doesn't fit into my schedule, that's fine. I can either just do the 4 days of lifting or try to find something else to put on that fifth day. Honestly, like my options are endless. I have so many opportunities waiting for me if running and Animal Flow does not work for me. And the last thing that I want to work on is just always improving my form in the gym. Like improving my form and always using correct form or form to the best of my ability is really, really important, especially when you want to like prevent energy, bleh, prevent injury, and also promote like the most amount of like muscle gains. So that is all I have for my fitness goals. Now let's move into the third and final portion of this topic, which is how I set up my workouts, or like how I go about setting up my workout split. Starting with number one, which is figure out the number of days that you want to do it. Is it 3 days? Are you start small. Like be realistic. If you can only do 1 or 2 days a week, that's okay. But you have to decide that you're going to do those 1 or 2 days a week and stick to it. And then you can move up to three and then four and then five if you really want to. It's up to you, but whatever you have time for, you have to decide what amount of days you're going to do. Next is decide your goals and your purpose. So what are you looking for from this? Are you looking to build endurance? Are you looking to build strength? Are you looking to just find a good release of endorphins? Are you trying to find a community, like maybe by taking fitness classes, things like that? Like, what is the goal and the purpose of this? Next, you need to divide it into like if you're gonna do group fitness classes or if you're gonna do like a workout split. Like, are you gonna do glutes and hamstrings one day, or are you gonna do legs one day and arms one day, and then do spin class and then go for a run, like, and then go play tennis? Like, what is it that you're incorporating into your schedule? What type of movements? Number four is find where in your schedule this is going to fit. So yes, you found in your schedule what days, like what number of days, but then figure out on the specific day, say Monday, what time on Monday can you put that into your schedule, and then fit it into your schedule. Make it a part of your schedule. Block off a period of time that you have to dedicate to that thing so that you can't say that you don't have time for it because you've made time for it. You've made it a part of your routine and a part of your schedule, so there's no excuse for you to not get it done. Obviously, things come up like you have to change plans, or maybe you're having like a really, really bad day and you just really cannot do it. That is okay. But majority of the time, you will not have a reason to not be able to show up for yourself because you have that time set aside for you. And the fifth and final thing that I have for you to take away from this is if something isn't working, that's okay. You can try something new. For me, example, say I try running and I don't like it. That's okay. If I want to find another form of like a fun new cardio to try, maybe I'll try spin classes or boxing. I would love to try boxing. Like, I genuinely do want to do that. I don't have the money to do that right now, but I would love to start taking boxing classes because that sounds like so much fun and that sounds really badass. Like, not to toot my own horn, but I feel like I'd be a badass boxer. Yeah, those are my 5 tips for you. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please be sure to give it a rating and review in the Apple Podcast Store, as well as a rating on Spotify. Share with anyone that you think would find this episode helpful, and be sure to tune in for next week's episode. This was Just a Thought with me. I'll be in your ears next week. Bye.